Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yo! Coming up on 4 o'clock here on The Fan, Evan and Tiki. So something very awkward happened to me yesterday, and I'm not sure how this works. So I was leaving our radio show. It's about 6:30 at night. I was walking down the street, and I was getting money out of my pocket because I park our vehicle, my vehicle, in a parking garage. And I always tip the guy $5 every single day.
Same with me.
$5?
Same garage.
Okay.
One.
No, I'm just impressed because my former partner would not tip $5.
What? What do you tip, $1?
I'd say like $2. Something. That's okay. Still love you, even though the city of Philly hates you right now. Anyhow, so I'm going to get my $5 out of my pocket.
Okay.
And I'm kind of having trouble grabbing it.
Yeah.
And something really awkward happened that I don't know what to do. And I'll hold this up for SNY. Hello, SNY. I ripped the $5.
Oh, geez.
So I'm holding up like half a $5.
Yeah.
And I got the other $5, which is a little bit less than half the $5. So I got two pieces of $5.
Just tape it back together. It's still legal tender.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Because I could not give the parking attendant
not
half a $5.
Not a ripped $5.
I couldn't hand it to him, so I quickly put it back in my pocket and grabbed another $5. But now I've got two halves of $5. And
I would tape it back together.
And that works?
Of course. I mean, they're not going to notice.
Are you sure?
Just fold it. Tape it up. And then they'll have to deal with it.
You know what, Evan? Give me the $5. I'll tape it. I'll give it back to you.
All right.
So just give me the $5.
And you're going to give it back to me?
Yeah. I'll tape it for you. That way it's done. You don't have to worry about it.
Hold on a second.
He's just hoping you forget that you gave the $5.
Thank you, Tiki, for catching on.
Yeah, but you're saying that taping it just makes it work?
Yeah.
Like it's a functioning $5 if
it's
I put scotch
$5.
Tape around it?
It's still, honestly, it's just paper. It represents $5 in our minds, but it's really just paper.
So if it's just paper, could I have handed these two pieces of $5 to the parking attendant?
Yes, or you could go to a bank and they will take it for you.
That's my next question. So if I go to a bank and say, excuse me, I've got half of $5,
yes,
they will take it from me and give me a newly minted $5?
Yes, they will.
Are you sure about that?
I'm almost positive.
Have you ever done it?
I have, actually.
How did you rip a $5 bill?
I did. It was like a dollar. I had like multiple ripped dollars. So I forget how they got ripped. But they just had all these destroyed dollar bill.
Wow.
So I took them to a bank. Like, oh, yeah, we'll take them. Maybe they just like me, but
I think that was it. I think they saw a Hall of Fame, potential Hall of Fame running back walk through the door. What's so funny is when I took it out of my pocket and I ripped it, I couldn't find the other half and it started to blow away.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I should track this down.
You have to.
And so I'm racing after the $5 bill. And then I found out it wasn't blowing down the street. It got stuck in my hoodie.
Oh, got it.
So the half of $5 was stuck in my hoodie.
All, how the hell do you get a $5 bill ripped in your pocket and then half of it in your hoodie?
All right. I'm going to stand up and give you a demonstration. Ah, I'm shocking myself. Sorry. I'll give you a demonstration.
Okay.
I pull it out.
All right.
And it like comes out. And then it goes up to my ear,
right,
and then gets stuck right here in my hood, you see? And I'm like, oh, where'd my five go? And then I'm like, crap, it's in the back of my hood.
Yeah. That is the most random ripping story I've ever heard
yeah,
in my life.
Really happens. All right, so good. I've got $5 then. Yeah. I'll tape it together.
Loogie will tape it for you.
So one of the big decisions, and we'll get back to your Met calls in a second. I've been very optimistic about the Mets this season, which I think a lot of Met fans have agreed with me on. And some non-Met fans are yelling at me, I'm a delusional, whimsical baby. But one of the big decisions that the Jets are going to have to make this offseason, and Woody Johnson even said it,
right,
is they got to go get a backup quarterback. Right. And so we're all in agreement on that. Aaron's going to be the starter. They got to go get a backup. It's not Zach Wilson. It's not bringing back Trevor Siemian. They got to get a real human being that could back up Aaron Rodgers. And there's a lot of different ways you can go. And there's a lot of different options. But one of the options that's been bandied about on social media over the last few days, and when I first read it, I said, huh, I'm not sure. And then I started thinking about it more and more, and I was like, I think this could be the answer. Is a guy who is 23 years old. Oh. That's right, 23 years old. A guy who played a lot last year, and he had his moments.
Starter?
A starter last year. Will not be the starter, in my humble opinion, for his team in 2024. And that person we're talking about is Sam Howell.
Oh, I know Sam.
You know
like
him very well.
Four of his games this past season.
So before you even break down the tape, here's my first question to you. Was he good in those meetings?
Oh, he was great in the meetings.
That's always a big start.
He's an aware kid. That's why I like him. In fact, I actually called more than four of his games because I called him twice in college when he was at North Carolina.
So some may say you're a Sam Howell-ologist.
Well, I loved him his junior season or his sophomore season. His junior season, that he lost a lot of his wide receivers, De'Ami Brown and those other guys. They all came to the league, and he was not as good. But in the NFL, I liked his awareness of what's going on. I think he was failed by Eric Bieniemy, who dropped him back 621 times, nowhere near the 750 that Tom Brady had.
Led the league, though, this season.
But he led the league this year in dropbacks, and it's why he threw 21 interceptions, and I think he had 20-something touchdowns as well.
21 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, and led the league in
symmetry.
Nice symmetry, and he led the league in sacks. Right. He got sacked 65 times.
That explains it. Yeah. Right? The offensive line was terrible. Remember, the Giants came into that game that they played. I was calling that game. They didn't have a ton of sacks.
Right.
They destroyed, I think they had 8 in that game, whatever it was. So he was not in an ideal situation. But I actually like him as a quarterback, just from watching him in college, but also calling some of his early games this year as a commander. But first of all, how did you come to Sam Howell?
Like, how did I come to Sam Howell?
How did you come to Sam Howell?
I didn't come to Sam Howell. Do you know the origin of the Sam Howell story?
I do, to the Jets? No,
yes.
I do not.
The origin is, see, social media and Jet fans are obsessed with this offseason. Rightfully so. You're a diehard fan. You're obsessed with everything they're going to do.
And he's still a commander.
He's still a commander. They're obsessed with which linemen we're going to get, which wide receiver, and, of course, what quarterback.
The Commanders.
The origin of the Sam Howell idea came from a very reliable person, Connor Hughes of SNY.
Ah.
In fact, can you get Connor on the line at some point? Pop Connor up. Connor Hughes was answering a Q&A, like, mailbag.
Okay.
And he said something that triggered every Jet fan around the nation.
In a good way or a bad way?
Good way, because most of us like Sam Howell.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure.
Connor Hughes, and I don't think he understands the power that he has. I don't think he gets it. He's one of those guys, good-looking guy.
Yep.
And very good-looking. Is he a redhead or is he a blonde?
I think it depends on the season.
I kind of hope he's a redhead. It would make me proud as a redhead.
But, I mean, your beard is red, but your head is not.
I'm always a redhead.
I know, but your beard is red. Your head is not.
Doesn't matter. I'm still a ginger.
I hope that you become more red when the summer happens. That way I can say I work with a redhead.
Okay. Well, hopefully that happens too. So Connor Hughes, who has way too much power, wrote in his mailbag that there were people in the Jet organization that really like Sam Howell.
Probably tossed it off. Just it's a toss-off line. Yeah.
So Jet fans read that, myself included, and it starts to like fester in every text chat across America and every Jet podcast across America. Sam Howell! Holy crap! And you start to think about it, and you're like, well, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
He started 17 games last year. Yeah, he led the league in picks, and he led the league in sacks, but he's a young, young player. You can bring him in as that backup in case Aaron Rodgers misses a game.
Right.
He has starting experience.
He's not afraid.
He's not afraid. He's got balls. He's used to taking hits, as he showed in Washington. And oh, by the way, and this is the other part. This is the what I call the added bonus. It's not essential. It's the added bonus. He's 23.
Yeah.
So when he sits there behind Aaron Rodgers for a year or two or three, because he isn't making a lot of money.
He's also not a first-round draft pick. So
that's right.
You don't have the fifth-year option dilemma.
That's right.
That you would have with, say, Justin Fields.
Correct.
He's going to have to sign a new contract at some point.
And he's going to sign for very little money. Right. He signed this year and next year making no money. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the capable backup in case Aaron gets hurt. And then you've got the whimsical thought, since that's the word of the day, that Sam Howell is your long-term answer at quarterback.
We need a Pee-wee's Big Playhouse. When we say the word of the day, like everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You have no idea.
No, we know that.
No, Connor. Connor has no idea.
You know
idea.
That Connor knows who Pee-wee Herman is?
But when they said the word of the day, the whole everybody went crazy. You don't even know.
Dude, I'm 38. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
My brain goes somewhere else with Pee-wee Herman, to be honest. I've heard of Pee-wee Herman, but I have no idea really who he was or what he did.
When you fit Playhouse, whenever they said the word of the day, everybody would jump out.
See, I know that. I'm 40.
Exactly.
But Connor, you have to answer a very important question, and I want you to be honest. When you think of Pee-wee Herman, what do you think of? And be honest. It's fine.
I think of Pee-wee Reese just because of his name Pee-wee.
Oh.
And
think of
then,
Pee-wee. Well, how old are you?
I am 29. But I know who Pee-wee Reese is.
Right.
And then I also just think of just TV in general, like a black and white TV show.
He's not actually old enough to even know what he got in trouble for.
So you don't think about going to the movies by yourself or anything like that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know any of that.
I have to be honest. That's what I think of. Like, I think, and it's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Like, when you say Pee-wee Herman, I don't think of his show. I don't think of his Playhouse.
You don't think of the movie?
No.
Large Marge?
I think of movies, but I don't think of that.
Large Marge?
No.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
I think of, unfortunately, what he got in trouble for. Fair or not. Anyhow, yeah, I think when I use the word whimsical, maybe not people celebrating, but maybe a whimsical sound.
Yes.
Pull something from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Anyhow, it's this whimsical thought of Sam Howell could fit two things at once.
Yes.
He can fit backup for Rodgers. Right. I think he's capable of it. And then possibly be the long-term answer. Now, do you think that's a good... Forget whimsical answer as a backup.
I think
is that a good backup?
I think it's a... Because he's got starter potential, right? It's not... We have no clue, like some of these young players would be. Or even some of these veteran backups. You just have no idea how good they could possibly be. Where Sam Howell, he played some good games. He had some really good moments.
Potential, yeah.
Of course, but he's also very young. He was in a horrible offensive line. The system was predicated to throwing the ball a million times a game. So he just got abused. I think in the right system, in sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, would do him a world of good. And he just has a natural, like the growth to be the starter when Aaron leaves just fits.
It fits a lot better than Zach Wilson or Justin Fields.
No doubt.
Because
not Justin Fields, but with Zach Wilson, you just knew he wasn't good enough.
Right. It also didn't work out financially.
True.
Sam Howell is signed this year and signed next year, and he don't make a lot of money.
No.
So you don't even have to worry about that aspect of it. See, I was never against the idea, the whimsical idea of a guy to replace Aaron Rodgers once he retires and having that backup be his eventual replacement. I was against the idea that it was Zach Wilson, and it never fully made sense. So as a backup, now, by the way, let me answer this. Educate a guess on why he wouldn't be on Washington next year. Because they're going to draft a quarterback.
New head coach, new situation down there. They're going to draft
a
quarterback.
Now let's get to the man that started all this trouble. He's very, very powerful amongst the Jet community, and that, of course, is SNY's very own Connor Hughes. Connor, Tiki, Evan, first of all, do you consider yourself a redhead or do you consider yourself just a guy who's blonde?
Oh, no, I'm a redhead. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Yeah, we're actually we just had my daughter 8 months ago. Thank you. My wife and I are arguing over whether her hair is going to be red or brown like hers. So we're kind of,
It could turn, well, luckily she's not a man. She'd have a red beard like Evan and brown hair.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense to me.
You know how I know Connor's definitely a redhead? I had the exact same argument with my wife when our kids were born. That's a redhead. No, brown hair, redhead. All right, very important business. Do you understand that when you say stuff, even throwaway lines and articles, that it causes the Jet community to go crazy? Are you aware of your power?
Well, what's crazy is the Sam Howell thing.
Yes.
What's funny to me is I actually didn't realize it had happened the way that it did. Until one of my guys that works over in Washington reached out to me and was like, what do you think they'd give up for him? I was like, what?
The trade's in place already. Connor said so.
I was like, wait, what's going on? So it's funny, like, you guys brought it up. Because, again, I'll be honest with you, I had never even considered Howell as a potential option for the Jets until that question was kind of thrown at me on Twitter. And I was like, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. Because I remember when the Jets were playing Washington, and just when Sam Howell kind of started, and it was, well, is Washington going to draft a quarterback or not? I talked to having casual conversation with people in Washington, I know, or people with the Jets. I know they thought highly of him. They thought he could play. So I was like, you know, if this guy's actually available, it does make some sense because, it all depends on price. Like, the Jets aren't going to give up a third, or they don't have a second, but even like a 2025 second round pick, like, they're not going to give a compensation like that. And also, like I prefaced in the story, like, this isn't like a Sam Darnold, Justin Fields situation where if you draft the quarterback, you have to get rid of this guy. Right. Like, you can keep him as your backup. But if he is made available by Washington, I think he makes a lot more sense than anybody else because he's more reasonably priced. He's still young, so his future is theoretically ahead of him. And the Jets like him, so you could maybe develop him into something. But what I didn't expect was the aggregators to grab that one and turn it into Jets are interested in Sam Howell. They want Sam Howell. Sam Howell's going to be their quarterback. So
Connor, it just became the potential. It just became because when you think about all of the alternative or the options for backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, not a lot of them are ideal. Right, yeah. I mean, maybe Gardner Minshew, but not even really.
Yeah,
right, and maybe Aiden O'Connell, but they're not going to get rid of him out in Oakland because he's proven he can be their quality backup if they make a move on a veteran quarterback, whoever that may be. So there's not a lot of options out there.
No, he's a good one, and honestly, I wish I could take credit for it, but I got to dig up the story for whatever Twitter user was the one that pitched that one out because he was the one. I was like, you know, it actually makes a lot of sense. But again, from Washington's point of view, why are they going to get rid of him?
Right.
Like, this guy isn't like a locker room problem. This isn't a dude that's slamming his feet saying, I am the starting quarterback. I mean, this is a guy that what's his cap hit? I think it's under $1 million, or it's 1.2 maybe with them. And then the Jets, if they trade him, would only be $1 million.
Can I give you my theory on why they would trade him? And you could shoot it down immediately. So they're going to draft a quarterback. Like, we all assume they're going to draft one towards the top. And you're right, they don't have to get rid of him. But usually, don't you ideally want to have that veteran tutor, that guy that's had experience before being in that room with him? So, A, you can go get a veteran. And then, B, as a Jet fan, I think I would be willing to give up a third-round pick. I know they don't have a second, a third or fourth-round pick for a guy that's not only a good backup but could potentially be my future starting quarterback. So between A, you can do well for him in terms of a return, and then B, you're probably more ideal to have the veteran backup in the room with the young quarterback. Wouldn't that be the reasons why Washington would consider moving him?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Honestly, an Aaron Rodgers with Sam Howell pairing and then Drake May with insert veteran quarterback Jacoby Brissett, you know, or Gardner Minshew in that situation. I mean, that does make more sense for both of those sides. Again, the whole preface of it was just, is he available? Is he going to be made available? I mean, the Jets, look, Aaron Rodgers is committed to them not only for this coming year, but next year. So you're assuming that he's going to be your quarterback the next 2 years. And I think that honestly, Aaron's open to playing even longer than that.
Yeah.
So this is something where you got to be smart with the compensation you're willing to give up to get the backup quarterback. But like you were saying, man, of all the guys that are out there and all the names that are going to be floated around, I think Howell's the best one. I mean, he's somebody that they value. He's somebody who's proven he can play. I mean, I thought he showed a decent amount last year on a terrible Washington football team. I would do it. I mean, it's one I would do. I love the idea, and I think it's something the Jets would pursue. Again, the caveat being, is Sam Howell actually being made available?
Right. I agree with you on that 100%, Connor. The only reason I could see it fitting, because I forgot who their new head coach was for some reason. I'm like, who the hell's the head coach down there? It's Dan Quinn, and Cliff Kingsbury is their offensive coordinator. So the only other reason they would move off is if it was fit, right? He didn't fit what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. Now, who knows what Cliff Kingsbury actually wants to do, but that would be the only other reason that he would be made available.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. Like, it's an interesting one. I will say, when it blew up, it surprised me. Like, I know I saw, actually, when you guys reached out about having me on, I was like, man, how big did this actually get? And I saw two or three of the aggregators are over, like, their impressions on the tweet are over 1 million. I
mean, this is going to be the...
Seriously, well, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be... I was actually talking to somebody over at the Giants about this, because something happened with David Battiari and The Athletic, where it was the same exact thing. It was like doing the same article that every single reporter writes about potential cap cuts. And David was on there, and then the aggregators turned it into Packers expected to release David Battiari. And it was like, this wild, wild west that we're entering in now, that Twitter's paying you based off of impressions, these guys are going to go wild over whatever is out there, because them it doesn't matter. Like, the algorithm's going to take it and spread it to whoever it's going to spread, and they're going to get a check off of it. So whether they're right or wrong, they don't care as long as the impressions add up.
Now, right or wrong, I'll hold you to this. If anything, I won't hold you to being wrong, but I'll give you a lot of credit if you're right. So it's it's February 21st. We all know the Jets are adding a veteran backup quarterback. That's our assumption. Yep. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess right now, your educated guess on who that person is, who that quarterback is to back up Aaron Rodgers week one, who is it?
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew. And I think it's going to be for a historically high number for a backup quarterback. Because
Gardner's a good quarterback.
Come out to Kaz, right? Like, I mean, Woody told Kaz they're going to pay the backup. So, right. I mean, that immediately took negotiating out of the hands of Joe Douglas and put it all the way in the agent. And they're not going to make the same mistake they made last year. So they're going to want somebody that if Aaron Rodgers goes down, insert player here, can take them to the playoffs. And that's something that Gardner Minshew was going to do for Anthony Richardson if that pass wasn't dropped. So, right. I mean, I think he'll be the one that they go
out
to get. I know the Jets had a pretty high grade on him as a free agent last year. It was just one of those things where they were already paying Aaron Rodgers. They were already paying Zach Wilson. Do you really want to now pay another $6 million or $5 million? To a third-string quarterback, or would have been second, pushing Zach down to third, I should say. But I know that they view him very highly.
If they made that move, they were in the playoffs this year. They would have made the playoffs.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Because I called Indy a couple of times, and I love Gardner. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
like different than you would expect for a guy who's a good starting quarterback in the NFL. But I think that plays well in most locker rooms because he's not ruffling feathers. He's just doing his job. Living in a van and probably smoking a lot of weed.
Nothing wrong with that. Connor, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you,
Connor.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good, man.
Connor Hughes, who started a frenzy. Sam Howell to the New York Jets. I would sign right now for Gardner Minshew. That would excite me.
And I like Gardner.
One obsession I've had with Gardner Minshew, and I always use him as an example whenever we argue about quarterbacks and quarterbacks getting opportunities, if Gardner Minshew wasn't a sixth-round pick, if let's say he was a second-round pick, or dare I say a first-round pick, could you imagine a football team giving up on a guy who threw 37 touchdown passes to 11 interceptions in their first two years in the NFL?
No, not at all.
It would never happen.
Right. Where was he, Jacksonville?
He was in Jacksonville. Yeah. And they did, and then he signs around the league as a backup. Can you imagine that? A guy in the first 2 years of his NFL career throws 37 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, has a record of like 7-12, so not great, but... was it really his fault?
No, not in Jacksonville.
And that guy bounces around the league and is like a league backup. That's what he did. And I'm convinced the only reason that's the case is because of where he was drafted.
Yeah. I like Gardner coming out of college. He was at Washington State, led the league in yards, was going to go be a coach. So he's a smart kid.
Right.
And he understands the game intuitively. That's why when you bring him in, you know he's going to learn whatever system you need him to learn. He's going to learn it. And is not going to be up there confused. Like, what do I do in this situation? He's played a lot. If you're right, if he wasn't a late round pick, he's never gotten another shot to be a starter.
Yeah, and even this year, he did get a shot, and he was a drop pass away from making the playoffs.
No, but he didn't
because of injury. You're right.
Right. It was they gave the job to Anthony Richardson.
No, but think about this. He didn't get another shot. You're right. He gets a shot because of injury. Does a good enough job to basically lead his team to the playoffs.
Yes.
And what's going to happen this offseason? He's going to be a backup again.
Yeah, I know.
So even when given that opportunity, and here's the way I view Gardner Minshew, maybe not with the same whimsical feel of Sam Howell based on age and uncertainty, but if the Jets sign Gardner Minshew, I would think could be my quarterback in 3 years.
It could be.
I would think
because he's still youngish.
He's 27 years old. Now, Rodgers plays 3 years. Now he's 30, but... I don't know. I don't think Gardner Minshew.
30's not old.
It's not old.
At all.
Not in today's NFL.
Not even close.
He also has a great porn stash. He even has a porn star name, Gardner Minshew.
You're right. He does the gardening here.
He's epic.
He looks like such a kinky sex activity.
And he'd do great here because he doesn't care.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, noise, opinion, he doesn't care.
He looks
at
like
all.
A man's man, a guy you could have a beer with.
That's exactly
Wild
who he
man.
Is. Exactly who he is.
Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, man? All's good.
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I heard you talking about the Mets, and I didn't hear Evan specifically crying about Senga. Did you get the Senga?
Yes, he has soreness. Well, what am I supposed to do? You're not supposed to give up on the season because Kodai Senga sore?
I talked him down, Rich.
Let's put it this way. When Diaz went down last year, what was your thoughts at that point?
My thought was this should not ruin their season. My thought was this should not be the end of the world. Yes, I didn't give up on the season when Edwin Diaz got hurt. Now, maybe that makes me delusional because maybe I should have.
It didn't ruin their season. I mean, it made them less viable in those close games.
It contributed.
It wasn't the reason they only won 75
the
games.
The Mets season didn't fail because of one reason. It didn't fail simply because of Justin Verlander missing the first month.
It was a collection of things.
It was a collection of things. Right. But when Diaz got hurt, I was shocked. I was disappointed. I was mad at the world. But I came on the radio the very next day and said, this isn't it. Like, it's a big blow, but a closer should not end your season.
Yeah.
So right now, if you're just tuning in and you heard that guy call up, the update on Kodai Senga is he felt soreness. Now, I hope that's not the first step of a major injury.
Not even soreness. You're exaggerating.
Oh, what was it again?
It was fatigue.
Fatigue, that's right.
General fatigue. Right. He just worked out too hard the day before, and now he's fatigued this day at his bullpen session or whatever the heck he was doing.
Yeah, he was doing a bullpen.
That's all it is.
So,
fatigue.
Or maybe
he just wanted the day off. I don't know.
Hey, I think that was it.
He's Sean Marash in it.
That's right. Sean's missed 2 days in a row because supposedly he's got temperature.
Yes.
In my ass. But what do you want me or Met fans to do? Kodai Senga's fatigue, that means he needs Tommy John surgery?
No.
Like, is that the jump we're supposed to make as fans?
Not even close.
Like, am I concerned? Here's what I'm concerned about, and I think every baseball fan should be concerned. I love spring training for 2 days, okay? Mm. I love Saturday putting a baseball game on the television with my kids and saying, oh, look, it's baseball. And then by Monday, I'm done with it. And by Monday, I'm worried. Well, what am I worried about?
Someone getting hurt?
Yes, I'm worried about injuries. So if you're a Yankee fan who's all excited about baseball being on TV this weekend, you should be excited. But then by Monday and Tuesday, you're praying to the baseball gods that everyone stays healthy. So right now with this and Senga, it's, God, I hope he's okay. But do I think it's the end of the world? No, but we're going to get a lot more of this. Because let me make you a little prediction. Actually, it's not a prediction. Let me give you a spoiler. Guys are going to get hurt. And we're going to get nervous about it.
Yeah.
And the key to a baseball season is surviving it. The New York Yankees couldn't last year. They lost Aaron Judge for an extended period of time. And for any Yankee fan who uses that as an excuse or thinks that's a death sentence, let me remind you that in 2019, everybody was hurt, and you won over 100 games. And you made the playoffs, and you won your division.
It's a long-ass season.
It is, and they overcame it. Injuries are not death sentences. So I love it when a caller assumes, oh, when Diaz got hurt, you must have thought it was. No, I didn't. It wasn't good. Wasn't thrilled about it. But you can overcome it, especially in baseball. There are certain sports where you can't. Like right now in the NBA, and we'll give you a Julius Randle update coming up a little bit later on. Every Knicks fan knows full well, if Julius Randle isn't playing in the playoffs, they're going nowhere. We all know that. Lugie knows that.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. In the NBA, you lose a star, you're dead.
Yep.
Even in the NFL, I can't say that. You lose a quarterback, ask the Eagles. You can still win the Super Bowl.
Of course you can.
You just have to have a good backup, not Zach Wilson.
Which the Jets didn't have. It all comes full circle. We'll come back and get your calls on at 877-337-6666. And for the Yankee fan, we're about to see a very interesting battle. A battle you haven't paid attention to yet, but it's actually a battle between Juan Soto and Aaron Boone.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. I, like most Americans, I love technology. Like, I'm sitting here doing a show with two iPads. Like, I love iPads.
Yes, I have one.
I got an iPhone. You have an iPhone. Like, I love technology. But I've realized over the last few years that there are certain new technologies, and maybe I'm an old man saying this, I will never touch. I will never do it. You can never convince me to do it.
Oculus, the VR thing.
I mean, I'm open to it if it makes sense.
Is that what you're talking about, though?
No. All right. Open to Oculus. It's just never been worth it to me.
Right.
One that's always jumped out is a car that the computer drives. Mm. A driverless car. Mm. I can never do it.
No, I don't think I could
either. It will never happen for me.
I'm a man. I need to be in control.
Yes. Yes. You grunted it, but I believe the same thing.
I do, too. I like driving fast.
I like driving fast.
I like being in control.
Yeah. And it's not even just the control. Like, yes, I'm with you about control. I think it's also that I could never trust, as much as you tell me the technology works, that there's a robot driving my car.
But you trust an Uber driver or a cab driver?
Now, forget that. The better example is a plane. You get on an airplane, those pilots don't do a whole lot.
And guess what I don't like doing?
Flying.
I don't like flying. Now, I understand that there are certain occasions where you have to. Like, I'm going to Florida next weekend. It's such a short period of time. I can't drive. If I had more time, I would drive. But I make those concessions. Like, I'll answer his point about an Uber driver. I'll make those concessions when I really have no other choice.
Right.
That's why I so rarely get in a taxi or get in an Uber. But it's also different in that it's a human being driving it. And yeah, I still, at the end of the day, trust the human more than I do the computer.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's starting, I mean, the Tesla was the one that started it, right? It was a fully autonomous driving, whatever the heck it is. And, I mean, so many accidents have happened.
Right.
Because of these things. What? I was watching this movie.
By the way, even if there weren't accidents, right. I still wouldn't be able to.
I know, but I was watching this movie, and they got stuck in this town. It was some, like, nuclear bomb or something went off, and they were stuck out on the island.
Right.
And they, like, all right, we got to go back to the city. Let's just drive back into the city. So they got into their car, and they're driving, and they come up to, like, all of these Teslas that were just stopped, right? They were just clogging up the road. And the reason that they were stopped, you don't know at the time,
right?
The reason that they're stopped is because they're all autonomously driving back to the facility. And so they're just flying down the road, crashing into each other.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. No, there's no people in the cars,
right?
But all the Teslas on the island are just flying back to Manhattan and crashing into one another.
Yeah.
Bam! And they don't know it. And they're like, oh, what's going on here? Why are these cars here? And they get out of their car, and all of a sudden they see these two Teslas coming, and they're like, oh, crap. And then it clicked.
Right.
Like, they got it. Like, nobody's driving this car. And so it didn't, like, play on the fear, but it's one of the reasons why I would never want to drive a driverless car.
I couldn't do it. I'm on the same page as you. Like, and listen, 30 years from now, we may be in the minority, and what has always scared me is that someday we'll live on this earth and they'll start to ban humans from driving.
I will be a Luddite in that regard.
A Luddite?
A Luddite.
What does that mean?
A last adapter.
Yeah, but what if we're forced? What if the United States government passes laws that you're not allowed to drive? It has to be robots.
I have a driver's license, and I've had it since I was 16 years old, and you can't stop me from driving.
You know what? What movie I saw, Tiki? Transformers. If Optimus Prime wants to drive me around, that's pretty badass.
Right. That's different.
Okay.
But you know what the difference between you and I and Tiki are, and it makes perfect sense. It's why Lugi will always be more comfortable with this. You're not a driver.
No, I haven't owned a car in like 4 years.
Think about it.
Living in the city.
No, and I think that's a big factor. So
to you, like, your driving experience is usually being in a car with an Uber
driver.
Yeah,
I gave up my control years ago. Right.
So I think it's easier for you to make that transition. Me and Tiki are a guy. This is why we can never do a road trip together. I need to drive. He needs to drive.
Right.
It would be a disaster. We both need control.
I think the only person who I ever have felt comfortable driving me was my mom.
Well, that's, yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, my wife now, she wants, I never let her drive.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I think with me, it's my dad. My mom was crazy when she drove. My dad, I think I can, when I get tired, like I'm really, really tired, I'll be like, all right, Dad, you can drive for a little
Bit. Maybe my brother, but not even really my brother. When we would go back and forth from Roanoke to Charlottesville for in school, I drove every time.
No, I'm with you. So the car thing to me is an easy technology I would never adapt to. Yesterday, I'm reading this story from Elon Musk that his company is implementing brain chips in human beings so that your brain can control, like, the mouse on a computer. Your brain can control things on your tablet. And that's another one where I got to tell you, I'm drawing the line. Have we gotten that lazy where I can't just use my finger or use my hand or use my voice? Like, think about it. We have voice technology now. Like, are we that lazy that our brain's going to do it? No way, no how. Now, maybe I'm the old guy. I don't know. But I saw this story and I'm like, usually there's technology I get excited about. Oh, that's so cool. I'm up for that. I'm not like my grandfather who refused to go on the web. I don't want to do it. Like, I'm all for certain technologies, but the brain chip in the head to control the mouse? Like, really?
That's ultimate and lazy. Well, I mean,
What else can you do?
I think the reason.
Go ahead.
There is practical application.
Give me a practical answer. I'll tell you if I would be willing. Because so far, I ain't willing.
Quadriplegic.
Well, that's different.
Exactly.
That's completely
and so
different.
There is science to solve to create solutions to major problems. And there are a lot of people who, whether it's quadriplegic or they have cerebral palsy or they have other other neuromuscular impairments.
Of course, then it makes great sense.
They can't use computers.
But then that's the beauty of it.
But you create this technology for that specific purpose, but it then also has another use.
Well, see, that's the thing. So obviously, and this goes without saying, for those that need it, it's brilliant and it's the beauty of science. But that's not always where it stops. It continues into how can I make money off fat, lazy Americans?
Okay.
How can I make money over those who are just like, ooh, I want, give me, give me, give me. So obviously, for paraplegic, it makes perfect sense. It's great. It's brilliance of science. But if you're a regular, healthy Tiki barber, are you going to put a chip in your brain so that you can be so freaking lazy that you don't have to speak or do something? It's just going
to
happen.
We use our brains enough. I don't need to use my brain to do physical activity.
Now, I'm guessing Loogie and Sean, who's not here today, but Loogie is, they're lazy enough to do it. Oh, yeah, he would do it.
Of course.
Why would you say it?
As long as it's
because you don't
safe.
Use enough of your brain?
No, I want the chip to fetch me a brewski, so I don't have to ask my wife. No, I would want that because, I am lazy. I do enough in my life, and if I want to be lazy, if you could give me a chip to be lazier, I'm all for it. As long as it's safe, I'm down. I am totally down.
But here's what I'm confused about. Let's use TV as an example. So you're sitting on your couch, and you want to increase the volume of the show you're watching, okay?
Okay.
I understand you lose your remote. It's a pain in the ass. I get it. I understand, like, sometimes you have an app on your phone that connects to it. You really need to just tell your brain, volume louder.
Dude,
is that really that freaking important?
If 25-year-old Tommy could bring a girl over and show her the trick I could do with my brain to make the volume louder, I'm getting laid within an hour. So, yes.
So
I could be an X-Men.
You're doing it to get laid?
Yeah,
you're
I could
married.
Be a mutant. I have mutant powers. 25-year-old, but we're talking about across the board. Now I would just do it because I'm lazy. I could be like an X-Men. Yeah. I'd have powers. I'm Cyclops.
There's certain things I don't need it. Like, I'm good with this other stuff. Like, it's the same thing with driving. Like, I'm good with driving. I don't need to be that lazy where someone's going to drive for me.
Or someone, you know, that lives in your house that cooks for you.
That's completely different.
Oh, yes. Why? Oh, shovels the snow for you? So
I
you don't need a chip.
Snow.
You got your
You
got to
stop repeating that. Right. I shoveled the snow. And I did a damn good job of it.
And that's commerce. All right? You're spending money. Like, somebody's earning money to do that. It makes the world go round.
Well, not in this spot, but yeah, I hear you on that. Well, no, you somebody shovels your snow. Snooki's husband shovels your snow.
You're the one who's paying someone to do it.
I'm too lazy, so don't get on me for the chips.
He just comes out, he has his little arm thing, and he just plows it.
And first of all, when I shoveled the other day, because again, he keeps lying about this.
By the way,
it was the most cathartic thing I did in weeks. Like, I go out there, I'm digging in the snow, I'm moving it around. Right. Like, I loved every second of it. The fact that you're lazy to pay somebody says something about you.
The Marchese kids are like, they're Brooklyn's age. They came down and they wanted to shovel.
But they stole something special from you. You could have shoveled the snow yourself.
What if I didn't want to do it?
Why not?
I wanted to work out instead.
That is working out.
I mean, but my workouts are better.
I went to the gym. I was lifting snow and pushing it.
All right, let me flip it on you, Evan. You're going to get older. Your kids are going to get older. You're going to go to Met games.
Yes.
Wouldn't the chip help you score the Met game?
No.
That way you could be a father and the chip could, you know, so, Lindor grounds out the second.
Here's the proof.
The act of writing is the reason.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Like, years and years ago, this isn't even recent. Like, in the last 15 years, they came out with scorebook apps.
Yes.
And I've been asked this many times, like, why don't you score on your tablet? Why don't you score here? And I'm like, because that's not scoring. Scoring is a book. It's pen to paper. Now, I have to admit this, and it's so funny, but it shows you that, of course, I've taken some levels of technology. So I'm so excited for spring training to start. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is true. I brought into work my spring training scorebook.
As you did.
I even showed it to him. And I brought it in because I was like, let me open it. Let me finish the box score of the last spring training game. Maybe I didn't finish it. And as I'm writing with my hand, within 10 seconds, my hand got sore because I'm so used to not writing with my hand unless I'm scoring a game.
Evan types, for those that don't know behind the scenes, Evan types everything.
Everything.
Literally everything.
Everything.
Right?
I have a keyboard in front of me right now.
I'm like, Evan, I'm going to give you my the days I'm going to take off during the summer. He's like, hold on.
I type.
And he's like,
I'm a loser.
Mark it on the calendar.
I don't use my hand to write. Like, literally, I need spring training to score games because my hand is so not used to being used for this purpose, obviously.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was like, whoa, I wrote two things and my hand was sore. So spring training is for me on Saturday. I got to write those
names. I'm a loser.
In. Just my hand's going to be tired.
Just wait till you get famous and have to sign autographs.
Oh, God. I don't know. My signing. Well, I guess for that book signing.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my Mets Bible on Amazon.
You're going to be exhausted.
On sale April 2nd,
like, hold the pin lightly.
Yes.
Don't squeeze the pin hard. Well, just hold it lightly.
The good news is by the time that happens in April, my hand's in shape because I score games. Like, this is only a problem during the winter because I'm never using my hand to write. By April, once I'm scoring games, dude.
You're good.
Oh, man. I'm like, let's go. But right now, I'm in bad shape. So if I haven't taken the technology to score, trust me, there's certain areas of technology, and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people listening where there's certain things you will accept because it's cool and it's helpful, and other things where you're like, line has been drawn. We are simpatico on the car thing.
Yes.
There's never going to be a day in which I'm going to be good with that.
I will never feel safe.
100%.
I would always be looking and ready to grab the steering wheel.
And planes and trains are so different because we don't see the way the meal is made.
Mm-hmm.
So you could tell me all day, well, guess what? A computer's flying the plane. I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in the passenger seat, I'm looking over and I'm seeing nothing there.
Right.
That's a huge problem.
But there's also a pilot. I mean, it's not like the plane. There's also a pilot sitting there just in case something goes wrong.
Right. So. Let's get back to your calls. We'll get back to sports. 877-337-6666. A lot of Mets today and even some Jets on what they should do at quarterback because Connor Hughes had this brilliant idea of Sam Howell. Let's go to Will in Belmore, New York. What's up, Will?
Guys, what's going on? Tiki, first and foremost, man, I'm a Jets fan, but we, as New York football fans, we were spoiled with Curtis Martin and you. So
thank you, man. Thanks. Curtis was the man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Evan.
Yes.
No problem. Evan, question for you now, okay?
Yes.
I know that Connor Hughes, he brought up Sam Howell, but what about a reunion with Sam Darnold? How would you feel about that?
That's an interesting one.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
it's only interesting because I feel like he's been I don't
what?
Know, rehabilitated.
Has he, though?
But not in a meaningful way. You know what I mean? So... He goes, he's a backup. He's never played.
Well, he played in Carolina after the trade. He started 11 games.
Right.
He played a little bit last year. He barely played this year, but he played the one game where Purdy was hurt. And while I think he's a fine backup, like I think he is a backup in the National Football League, I think because of Aaron's age and because of the injury history, I want to do better. So in certain other situations, maybe in a different world, I'd say, okay, fine. But I really want to invest in that backup. That's why when Connor Hughes' prediction of Gardner Minshew was said on this radio station earlier today with us, I got excited. Because to me, Gardner Minshew is a lot better than Sam Darnold. So the reason I went, ugh, and the reason why I don't think it's that interesting is that I just don't think he's good enough. I need a real solid backup. And also, going back to the X, it just never works.
Yeah, I agreed. It's never going to feel the same. It's never going to feel enthusiastic.
Well, he comes back as Sam Darnold. When he goes somewhere else, he's just Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? When he comes back to us, it's Sam Darnold. When he goes to, you know, any other franchise, he's, it's Sam Darnold. Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's good.
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Good. So I'm another positive, redheaded Met fan here.
Look at you.
So, you know, yeah. I think the key to the Mets, you know, they're pitching their starters. They have to stay in the middle of the road.
Yes.
But you know, they are a deeper team. There's a pathway for their young players to use the DH. DJ Stewart isn't bad to put there as well. And
I want to commend you. You hit on it. You hit on the pathway. And this is the thing that's going to distract Met fans, because our history is of having elite starting pitching. And even last year and the year before, the hype and the hope and the strength of the team was what? Two aces. Whether it was Jake and Max, or last year, Max and Justin. He nailed it. The formula to the Mets' success is to be average in starting pitching. It's just to be decent. Like Adrian Hauser and Sean Manaea and hopefully a healthy Kodai Senga and Jose Quintana and even Luis Severino, assuming he's not the ace he was 5 years ago, you know what they all can be? Solid.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's the best rotation in baseball.
Get quality starts.
And if you get that, the formula to success is a really good offense based on young players developing and a really good bullpen. And so I think what's going to be unusual for Met fans, and maybe why it's so difficult for some Met fans to see how this team can be good, is that the formula is so different than the last couple of years. It was based on Max and Jake. It was based on Verlander and Max. That's not what it is. It's a solid to average rotation, and it's an offense that takes a big step, and it's a bullpen that's a major strength with the best closer in baseball. That's the formula.
Right, and if the young players do what they're supposed to do, including Francisco Alvarez, who's great defensively, at least not, he was better than advertised defensively and probably is headed towards being a really good catcher, and he starts mashing home runs at a higher rate, and his batting average is higher, or whatever metric you want to use to evaluate him, it feels like success. Right? That's what you're looking for. Success with the young players, because then they accent what all the veterans are there to do.
And what I see is 86, 87 wins. Now, Tiki Barber said on this radio show about an hour ago, I don't want to make a prediction. I only made a giant prediction because you forced me and you pressured me. Well, guess what? I'm not going to do it today. I'll give you time.
All right.
But I am going
to... Can I see at least a spring training game?
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay.
You don't want Saturday?
I will.
You know who's pitching?
Now, not Kodai Senga.
Wow. What a douchey comment that was.
Luis Severino.
No, I'll give you the answer. Ooh. I predicted it on the Rico successfully a few days ago. So if you listen to the Rico, you'd know. I made a prediction that the spring training opener would be Tyler McGill, and I was right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to see a spring training game.
Yes.
At some point after I pressure Tiki, and I will pressure him, slap him around a little bit, push him into the locker, Tiki Barber will eventually make a New York Met win total prediction. Now, what will that be? I don't know. Maybe he's going to go against me and say they're going to win 72 games. I have no idea.
Vegas has them at 82.5.
That's what Vegas has.
Vegas,
by the way, Vegas is more confident than everybody on this radio station.
Yeah.
Everybody on this radio station with T, it's almost universal, thinks the Mets are going to suck. Like, I don't know if there's anybody I've heard. And if I'm leaving somebody out, I apologize. Oh, one guy, Al Cintron, my man.
What did he say?
No, I think he thinks they're going to be where I think, 86, 87. Yeah. But BT thinks they're going to suck. G thinks they're going to suck. Big Mac thinks they're going to suck. Keith likes to make fun of them, so I assume he thinks they're going to suck. Like, everybody thinks they're going to suck. That's okay. So Vegas doesn't think they're going to suck, because 82 wins is a pennant race.
That's right.
And I think they're going to be better than that. In fact, you know what? Screw this. Screw everybody. You know what I'm doing? Took my phone out.
You're
I'm betting
it down
on
now?
Yeah.
You're betting now on the win total.
Yeah. I'm going to bet the over.
You're going to over. Oh, I mean, that's an easy one.
Money.
Easy one.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me they're going to stink. Now it's an easy bet.
Well, it's easy because it's an easy bet for you to make because you already believe it.
Oh, for me it's easy.
Yes.
Well, it proves to everybody out there who thinks, oh, he doesn't even think that. He's just being naive. Money where my mouth is. I'm putting it right now. Now, I will not put to win the division. I will not do that. Let's see their odds for the division. 12-1.
I mean.
You know what? Let's do it.
Why not?
I'm just kidding. I can't. Because they're not.
The Braves would have to move to the American League for that.
Throw $12 on it.
How about this one? To make the playoffs. This is interesting. To make the playoffs. Just to make the playoffs, which is what I think they'll do.
Yeah.
Plus 154.
Okay.
So $100, I win $154.
You should do that instead of the win total.
To win the division.
No, that was to make the playoffs, right?
That's just to make the playoffs, yes.
I would do that bet instead of the over because you have better odds, plus 154. If they go over their win total, they probably make the playoffs, so you get better odds.
Yeah, you're right. So the win total on FanDuel right now is 82.5, and if I bet the owner, it's minus 105. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to parlay the over and making the playoffs.
Mm.
How about that? Let's see what that turns into for me. In a second, to make the playoffs. Oh, they don't allow you to parlay that.
I knew that.
So see, money where my mouth is. We'll get back to your calls in a second, 877-337-6666. And no one's really talking about it yet, but there is an irresistible force meeting an immovable object. The irresistible force is Juan Soto. The immovable object is Aaron Boone. There actually is kind of a thing between the two of them that will be so fascinating to see play out. I'll explain exactly what it is and how I think it will go down and how Yankee fans will react to all of this. A battle between Soto and Boone, plus more your calls and a big Cinco de Lugo with Sean being sick. Lugie's got a top five list. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.